September 11th, world conquest to world Jewish government. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Mr. Henry Ford, in an interview published in the New York World, February 17, 1921. The only statement I care to make about the protocols, they fit in with what's going on. They are 16 years old, and they have fitted the world situation up to this time. They fit it now. Who are the elders? 300 men, each of whom knows all the others, govern the fate of the European continent, and they elect their successors from their entourage. These 300 people are all Jews. The administration was always kept secret, even from the Jewish nation itself. Protocol number one, the best results in governing them are attained by violence and terrorism. The political has nothing in common with the moral. The ruler who is governed by the moral is not a skilled politician and is therefore unstable on his throne. He who wishes to rule must have recourse to both cunning and make-believe. Our power in the present tottering condition of all forms of power will be more invisible than any other, because it will remain invisible until a moment which it gains such strength that no cunning can any longer undermine it. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit will emerge the good of unshakable rule. The result justifies the means. Let us, however, in our plans, direct our attention not so much to what is good and moral as to what is necessary and useful. For the sake of victory, we must keep to the program of violence and make-believe. Protocol 2. In the hands of the states of today, there is a great force that creates the movement of thought of the people, and that is the press. The Goyim states have not known how to make use of this force, and it has fallen into our hands. Through the press, we have gained the power to influence while remaining ourselves in the shade. Thanks to the press, we have got the gold in our hands, notwithstanding that we have had to gather it out of the oceans of blood and tears. But it has paid us. Though we have sacrificed many of our own people, each victim on our side is worth in the sight of God 1,000 Goyim. We support communism. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by law the labor of workers, was interested in seeing that workers were all well-fed, healthy, and strong. We are interested in just the opposite, the killing out of the Goyim. Protocol number four. Gentile masonry blindly serves as a screen for us and our objects, but the plan of action of our force and even its very abiding place remains for the whole people an unknown mystery. In order to give the Goyim no time to think and take note, their minds must be diverted towards industry and trade. Thus all nations will be swallowed up in the pursuit of gain, and in the race for it will not take note of their common foe. The lower classes of the Goyim will follow our lead against our rivals for power, the intellectuals of the Goyim. Protocol number five. Our kingdom will be distinguished by such a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and every place in a position to wipe out any Goyim who oppose us by deed or word. Masses led by lies. For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the Goyim of all the world. But from this danger, we are secured by discord and mission existing among them, whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another, personal and national reckonings of the Goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable to itself. We are too strong. There is no evading our power. The nations cannot come into even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. It is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it is genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people whom we have sown discord. Protocol number six, we shall enslave Gentiles. The Goyim will bow down before us if for no other reason but they are to get the right to exist. Protocol number seven, universal war. We must be in a position to respond to every act of opposition by war with the neighbors of that country which dares to oppose us. But if these neighbors should also venture to stand collectively together against us, then we must offer resistance by a universal war. We must compel the governments of the Goyim to take action in the direction favored by our widely conceived plan that we shall represent as public opinion, secretly promoted by us through the means of that so-called great power, the press, which, with a few exceptions that may be disregarded, is already entirely in our hands. In a word, to sum up our system of keeping the governments of Goyim and Europe in check, we shall show our strength to one of them by terrorist attempts, and to all if we allow the possibility of a general rising against us. We shall respond with the guns of America, China, or Japan. Protocol number eight. We must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. Everything will be settled by a question of figures. For a time, until there will no longer be any risk in entrusting responsible posts in our state to our brother Jews, we shall put them in the hands of persons whose past and reputation are that between them and the people lie an abyss. person who, in case of disobedience to our instructions, must face criminal charges or disappear. This in order to make them defend our interests to their last gasp. Protocol number 9, Jewish superstate. Our supergovernment dictatorship. The weapons in our hands are limitless ambitions, burning greediness, merciless vengeance, hatreds, and malice. It is from us that all engulfing terror proceeds, but we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international supergovernment and with submissiveness. The money is all in our hands. You may say the Goyim will rise upon us, arms in hand, if they guess what is going on before the time comes. But in the West, we have against this a maneuver of such appalling terror that the very stoutest hearts quail. Protocol 10, our goal, world power. To secure this, we must have everybody vote without distinction of classes and qualifications in order to establish an absolute majority, which cannot be got from the educated property classes. In this way, by inculcating all in a sense of self-importance, we shall destroy among the Goyim the importance of family and its educational value, and remove the possibility of individual minds splitting off, for the mob, handled by us, will not let them come to the front, nor even give them a hearing. It is a custom to listen to us only who pay up for obedience and attention. In this way, we shall create a blind, mighty force which will never be in a position to move in any direction without the guidance of our agents set at its head by us as the leaders of the mob. The people will submit to this regime because it will know that upon these leaders will depend on its earnings, gratifications, and the receipt of all kinds of benefits. We name the presidents. The Chamber of Deputies will provide cover for, will protect, will elect presidents, but we shall take from it the right to propose new or make changes in existing laws. For this right will be given to us by the responsible president, a puppet in our hands. We shall destroy abolition of every kind of constitution, and then the time has come to turn every form of government into our despotism. Protocol 11, we are wolves. The Goyim are a flock of sheep, and we are their wolves. And you know what happens when the wolves get a hold of the flock. There's another reason also why they will close their eyes, for we shall keep promising to give back all the liberties we have taken away as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. These Goy cattle. God has granted us, his chosen people, the gift of dispersion, and into which appears in all eyes to be our weakness, has come forth our strength, which has now brought us to the threshold of sovereignty all over the world. Protocol 12. We control the press. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. Attacks upon us will also serve another purpose, namely that our subjects will be convinced to the existence of full freedom of speech, and so give our agents on occasion to affirm that all organs which oppose us are empty babblers. Only lies printed. We shall have a sure triumph over our opponents, since they will not have at their disposition organs of the press which they can give full and final expression to their views. Protocol 13. Who will ever suspect that all of these peoples were stage managed by us according to a political plan which no one has so much as guessed in the course of many centuries. Protocol 14. When we come into our kingdom, it will be undesirable for us that there should exist any other religion than ours. We shall forbid Christ. Protocol 15. No regard must be paid to the victims who fall. They suffer for the well-being of the future, the attainment of that well-being. Secret societies. Meantime, however, until we come into our kingdom, we shall act in the contrary way. We shall create and multiply Freemasonic lodges in all of the countries of the world. Absorb into them all who are or may become prominent in public activity. For these lodges, we shall find our principal intelligence office and means of influence. But if there should arise in its midst a plot, then at the head of that plot will be no other than one of our most trusted servants. It is natural that we and no other should lead Masonic activities. Gentiles are stupid. You cannot imagine to what extent the wisest of the Goyim can be brought to such a state of unconscious naivete in the presence of this condition of high conceit of themselves, and at the same time how easy it is to take the heart out of them by the slightest ill success. If we have been able to bring them to such a pitch of blind stupidness, is it not proof, and amazingly clear proof, to the degree of the mind of the Goyim is undeveloped in comparison with our mind? This it is mainly which guarantees our success.